Where's the music? No intro? What's going on? I wanted to jump in here and do a special episode about the announcement that Apple just made about their Apple Mail app. So at their Worldwide Developer Conference that just happened, Apple announced that they're making a major change to their Apple Mail app. And this is going to be a change that comes out this fall, but the beta is out now. And the big change that's coming is that they are going to be automatically categorizing the emails as you receive them into different tabs. Think very similar to how Gmail right now has a social tab and has a promotions tab and a primary tab. Apple is going to be doing the same thing, and I think it's great, and I'll tell you why. So first off, what are the tabs? Apple is going to have a primary tab, a transactions tab, an update tab, and a promotions tab. Now, why this is not terrible, even though I know marketers are going to freak out, the promotions tab, and we know this from the Gmail experience, the promotions tab in Gmail is not the junk folder. It's part of the inbox, and it's going to be the same way in Apple. And this is the thing that people get confused by. People that have their tabs enabled in Gmail, 50% of them check their tabs daily. We know that from all the data. 50% of people that have these tabs check it daily. And when they go into that promotions tab, they're not just there by accident. They didn't just fall into the tab. They're clicking it intentionally to see these special offers and information. They're in buying mode. It's exactly like when you go to the mall. You don't go to the mall because you're lost. You go to the mall because you want to shop around, see offers and discounts and new products. When you click on the promotions tab, you're in that buying mode. We actually see response rates go up slightly for when emails go into the promotions tab. So I'm really happy that Apple's going down this road, because what's going to happen is it's going to categorize emails within our Apple Mail app, and then our emails are actually going to stand out more. So who are going to be the big winners in the world of email marketing once Apple iOS 18 hits and the mail app update happens? So first off, email newsletters. Email newsletters that come from a person rather than a brand are going to have a much, much higher likelihood of staying in the primary tab part of the inbox, and it's going to give them a lot greater exposure. So if your emails right now are just coming from your brand and not coming from a person within your organization, I think we're going to see a major shift towards person rather than brand. The thing that's going to have a hard time are going to be cold sales emails. Those emails with the fake RE or the fake forward at the start of the subject line that are just kind of garbage cold sales emails, they're going to struggle, because part of the other thing that Apple has in the new Mail app update is this bulk delete feature. And when you see these cold sales emails in this bulk folder, they're just going to get deleted. So I think that cold sales emails are going to struggle. And the new content format that I think is going to really, really do well come this fall are going to be series format content pieces, meaning part one of a five-part series, part two of a five-part series within an email format. Because the way that Apple is going to have the Mail app, it's going to show multiple emails from one sender kind of stacked on top of each other. And these series format emails are going to get the recipient to want to open the next one and the next one and the next one because of the new way that it's going to appear. So as in general, marketers are going to freak out. They're going to think it's the end of the world, that email marketing is once again dead. But no, I think this is a huge win for email marketing. And we're just going to have to learn how to do new things and do things a little bit differently. So wanted to jump in here, give that update. Thanks for checking out the podcast. If this is the first time you've ever listened, I talk really fast. Sorry about that. Give this thing a follow, give it a review, and I'll see you on the next one.